First of all, looking at Japan as a country, it's a small island country. I don't know, you can imagine the map of Japanese small island. But still we have a large population, 126 million people. So population density is high historically. Probably that's the reason why, like me, we are rather compact to accommodate that high population density. But you recall that always dynamite comes in small package. So I might be compact, but potent, that remember. So you got agriculture term. It means that intensive farming systems that we developed for centuries. It's a requirement with dealing with a large population in small island. And also, Japan stretch from the south to north. So we have a diverse agroecological conditions and food culture. That is kind of background. And we practice that our daily life. And also, we support it from a science area. And when I think of a typical dinner table, always there are four elements of the food. Of course, rice bowl of rice, and fish. Think about important aquaculture. Fish, and then soup. It's normally a soup made of soybean. It's a good source of plant protein and a variety of vegetables. So I would say that those are four areas that, even from science point of view, we are quite strong. And rice, we talk about the curd and so on, and green revolution, Asia, and how we can transfer to Africa. And fish, maybe in as Dr. Da Silva mentioned, I see great potential of this continent for fishery and especially aquaculture. And I guess with Japan and soybean, but in this continent, you have many good legume species, cowpea and so on. And the vegetables. Vegetables provide important source of vitamin and mineral. So Japanese diet as an energy source, rice as a protein, animal protein, fish, and soybean as a plant protein, and the variety of vegetables. So as mentioned by Dr. Kato, he's the vice president of JICA at the opening, JICA initiated small-scale vegetable production project, and it's going very well. Average Japanese farmer, even now, has only 1.2 hectares. So you need to have an intensive system, which include vegetable and so on. So those are things that I see that we can see opportunity of transferring our experience to Africa. TICAC was initiated around 30 years ago. That time, our philosophy was we enjoyed in Asia socio-economic development. How we can, that successful experience can be transferred to assist African friends. So that is a point of TICAC. And just, I think I have one minute. I'd like to conclude that I mentioned about the Japanese strengths of those four areas, but that is subject area. But what I see about strengths is how we work with other people. We appreciate stable partnership, working together. And that is very important. And we may not look that dynamic or forceful. We are rather quiet, but we are persistent. And we use that persistence for long-term stable relationship with our partner. That is our strength, and that is complementary to other organizations. Thank you.